L-E-D-E-N-E-T.
Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 100% match on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com. Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 100% match on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
Today on Real Ghost Stories Online, for years, the hotel's security guard stood watch outside every night. Then weeks after his death, she glanced toward the entrance and saw him standing there again. But how?
This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
Thank you for listening. We really do appreciate it. And we love to hear ghost stories. So if you have one and you would like to share it with us, we would like that very much. Call it in at 855-853-4802. If you'd rather just write it down, certainly you can do that. Go to realghoststoriesonline.com. And you can also just hit subscribe wherever you're listening. That would be awesome. Do that. Just hit subscribe. I'm Carol Hughes. Kathy Gordon is here today.
Hello.
I have a weird story. In fact, so I called Kathy yesterday to tell her this story. Because I'm like, what the F happened to me last night? But it was kind of strange. So Saturday night, I got home about 11:30 p.m. Come in my, park in the garage, walking through the kitchen, just like always, everything's normal, pets are normal, everything's fine. And then I had the windows and blinds open, so I go around the house and I shut out everything. I think I let my dog out. And I come in here to this, it's a second bedroom slash studio.
My bedroom.
Yeah, Kathy's bedroom. And I go to shut, there's two windows in here. And so I go to shut the one and it's by the closet door. And there was a bag on the floor, which is weird because I don't remember that bag, but I stuffed it into that closet, I'm sure at some point. But I'm like, that's weird because I would have noticed it when I opened the blinds in the morning because I would have stepped on it. So I thought that was kind of weird. And I'm like, well, my cat probably was playing, got in the closet, knocked it out, no big deal. Then I go into my bedroom. And when you walk into my bedroom, there's a window right in front when you're facing that way. There'd be a window to your left. And there is a chest of drawers both ways. And so the one that you're facing when you walk into the bedroom on the other side of that in the corner of the room is my hamper. So you don't see it. It's a nice little way to kind of hide it. It's there, but
now,
you don't really see it.
Now, would you say this hamper is like 3 feet tall?
Oh, perhaps 2.5 okay. feet tall. And it's just one of all those right. collapsible hampers.
Okay.
And
clothes in it?
Clothes are in it. So it's okay. cloth. It's not like a plastic one. My right. cat has, my cat likes to play in it when it's empty. I will leave it in the living room when I do laundry and he loves it. So, but the hamper was between the chest of drawers and my bed with the clothes in it, which, and I didn't pay any attention to which way the hamper, the opening of the hamper was facing, if it was facing the door or I don't know, but it's in the middle right there. And I'm like, how did that end up there? Because my cat has never, Izzy's never played in my hamper when it's standing up and has clothes in it.
Okay. So my question, I got a question. So that hamper would have had to move out a foot or two.
Uh-huh.
And then how many feet in front of the dresser?
Well, there's only probably 3 feet between the dresser and the, maybe more like 4 or 5 feet actually, between the dresser and the bed. Because it's an old house built in 1940, so the bedrooms aren't all that big.
But it's moved out away from its original spot.
Oh, yeah.
A couple feet.
Yeah.
And then did it move down in front of the dresser more?
Yeah. 100%. Okay, so, it's in a totally different place. So I'm like looking at that and I'm like, okay, maybe my cat moved it, which is really weird because it's never happened before.
Maybe the creepy guy living in the attic did it.
Well, I thought about that. And the other thing, I was like, okay, that was weird because there was the thing in this room and there's something in that room. And then a few minutes later, I go into the bathroom and I have my makeup bag sitting on the sink area. And I always have it sitting on the right side of the sink, and I didn't get it all picked up before I left because I was in a hurry when I left. I'm getting ready, got to go. And it's in the sink. Okay, well, Izzy could have knocked that in the sink too. I blame everything on Izzy and not Rizzo because Izzy's very active and gets his zoomies and stuff. He's a very cute cat. Very much more active than the older one. But I'm like, okay, that was weird. And so I'm like, okay, maybe Izzy knocked that off too. And then I was like, maybe there's somebody in my house. So then I have to go around in my house and look in every closet, which because it's a house built in 1940, there's not a lot of storage. I have 3 closets, one in each bedroom and one by the front door. So there's not a lot of room for anybody to hide. But I looked behind the shower curtain. That was the one that got me. Because I've done that before because I have to pull the shower curtain back and have nobody standing there. And this, I do that. I even looked under the beds. There's nobody there. So I sat down at this point and I opened a beer. And I'm like, I don't know what is going on. But I'm looking at my pets and they're 100% fine. Like, Benji is happy to see me. He came running out of the garage like he always does. He opens the kitchen door and runs out and jumps in my car as I pull into the garage every night. He does that. So he comes running out. Both cats are out. My other cat, Rizzo, if somebody was in my house, would be hiding. Like, if you come over, even though Rizzo knows you, Rizzo will hide for the first hour you're here. And so I'm like, maybe it was like a varmint, a raccoon or something, a squirrel,
a
bird.
Say varmint?
I did. It reminded me of the Beverly Hillbillies as soon as it came out. So I thought maybe there's a varmint. And that made me laugh.
Okay.
But I thought maybe something had gotten into my house, right?
Right.
But I'm looking at my pets and I'm like, if there was a possum or a rat or something in my house, they wouldn't be this cool with it.
Oh, no. It would be total chaos in your house.
I think it would have even been worse than what it was. And how would it have gotten out?
No, but I mean, it still would have been chaos. The pets would have been crazy.
Yeah. So I'm like, I don't really feel like, but I went ahead and I looked everywhere to see if there's something hiding. I go out in the garage and all of this shit took all the courage I had. It's by now, it's midnight, and I'm like looking around my house for either a possum, and they are just scary looking, or something equivalent to that, or some murderer. So I never found anything. I don't know what it was. I don't know how everything moved. I went to bed thinking, I hope something's not hiding in here and gonna murder me in the middle of the night, because that would be bad. But it was just really strange. I don't know what it was. I don't know how it happened. And I would blame one thing on my cat, but 3 different things on my cat.
Well, I can blame a couple of them on a cat, possibly. That hamper bit, forget it. There's just no way that thing moves out a couple feet and then down 2 or 3 feet.
And it wasn't like I had a shirt or two in it. It's pretty full with laundry.
You ought to be embarrassed now. You're telling everybody how bad you are at keeping up with your laundry.
No, but I wait till I have a load. It's about the hamper. The hamper is like 1 load of laundry, just so everybody knows.
But still, I'm just saying, there's enough weight in it.
Yeah, that's the weird
thing. And I can't get over the hamper thing. I can write off the rest if, you know, they could be, but it's weird that all three of them would happen, where you just get that weird sense, like you walked into the first, into my bedroom, and you saw something, and it just didn't, you know, you just felt a little bit like, that's weird, that's not right. And then the hamper thing, totally not right, you know. Then you go, the makeup bag, well, that was weird. I know that wasn't like that. Now, a cat could have done it. We can go that way. But it was just one more weird thing that just kind of, you know, and set you off.
The other weird thing is I was talking with my friend Tracy the other night, who's going through a bad breakup. And
oh, I'm sorry about that.
Yeah, I'll have to fill you in. So anyway, we had a little FaceTime drink together the other night. She lives in Nebraska. And so I was like, you know, the one thing about living by yourself, I literally said this three nights before it happened, is that when you come home at night, or when you come home after work or whenever, everything's exactly how you left it. I think it was my
most
house
of
saying,
the time.
Yeah, hold my beer while I mess up your house.
I think you might have had the right answer, though. And the answer was beer, that you went and got beer. Because I think you drink enough beer, you know, you'll kind of forget about it anyway. But I don't know. I something happened, Carol. I don't know what else to tell you. There's no explanation. Nothing works for this.
Yeah, and my front door was still locked. So that means someone would have had to break in. My back door has a deadbolt on it, and that would be a hard door to break in.
Yeah, and the creepy guy that just hangs out in your attic and thinks you don't know about him, why would he do that? You know, it would give him away.
And he's so quiet up there. I never hear him.
Except for sometimes when he turns on the vent. Yeah. But there is no creepy guy living, you guys, in her attic. I'm just teasing.
The other night, I was in bed, and I heard something right outside my window, like to the point my dog jumped up. And it was right outside my bedroom window.
And your dog is not good about hearing anything.
Yeah, because when he sleeps, he sleeps. But the crawl space to underneath my house is right there by my bedroom window. And I was like, what was that? Was something going into my crawl space? Because you have to lift this thing up and then you have to crawl in. I've never done it, nor will I ever. But it was weird.
Oh,
it
so happened you have right somebody living under your house instead of above
it. I don't
it.
Know. I thought about that the other night.
Oh, shoot.
It doesn't make sense. They'd have to climb over a 6-foot privacy fence and come to my little unassuming crawl space. There's easier houses to get to than mine.
Well, the one on the corner would be.
Yeah, Caesar's. Look at Caesar's house compared to my house. His crawl space would be way nicer than mine.
He's got a nice crawl space. Yeah.
So I don't know what it was. I don't know, but it was very, very creepy.
Something happened, Carol. I'm going paranormal.
I did have a little talk with my house, and I'm like, you know, not okay.
Something's there. Something happened because the hamper thing doesn't make sense. I can't get my head around the hamper.
One thing makes sense, but three separate things, I can't make sense of all those.
Well, so, I can't make sense of the hamper.
It's the hamper. That one stopped me in my tracks. When I walked into my bedroom, I flipped on the light first and saw the hamper. And I'm like, what the F?
Yeah.
So I don't know. I don't know.
Oh, I don't know. So, sorry about that.
Thanks. I appreciate it.
I'm sorry for you.
Yeah. Well, let's go to a ghost story that happened to somebody else. It says, a few years ago, I worked the evening shift at the front desk of a hotel. It wasn't an old place with a long history or anything like that, set right off the interstate. While most of our guests were just passing through, the area around the hotel could get a little sketchy after dark. And because of that, we had a security guard working evenings. His name was Kenny. Everybody knew Kenny. He wasn't loud or outgoing. He was one of those people you were always glad to see. He'd check the parking lot throughout the night, keep an eye on things around the property, If anyone was walking out to their car alone, he would make sure they got there safely. And he worked there for years. Then one weekend, we got the news that Kenny had passed away from a heart attack. It happened completely out of the blue, and it hit everyone pretty hard. The hotel just didn't feel the same after that. Somebody else eventually took over security, but it wasn't Kenny. For a while, I'd still catch myself looking around for him when I was ready to leave at the end of the night. A couple of weeks later, I finished a busy Friday night shift. It'd been one of those nights where people kept checking in late, the phone wouldn't stop ringing, it felt like I never had a chance to sit down. I clocked out, I walked outside and headed to my car. I started the engine, backed out of my parking space, and as I drove toward the exit, I glanced over at the front entrance of the hotel, and Kenny was standing there. It didn't seem strange, not at first. He was standing in the same spot I'd seen him stand in so many nights. He was looking across the parking lot like he always did, and before I even realized what I was doing, I smiled and waved as I drove past. Then almost instantly, I thought, oh, Kenny. And my stomach dropped. I hit the brakes harder than I meant to. I looked back toward the hotel. The entrance was empty. There was no one standing there. I sat there for a minute with my hands on the steering wheel, trying to process what had just happened. I hadn't been thinking about Kenny right then. I wasn't talking about him that night. I was just going home after work. I know people can convince themselves they saw something that wasn't really there, but that's not what this felt like. I didn't catch a shadow out of the corner of my eye. I looked right at him. It looked so normal that it didn't even register as strange until a second later. I've worked at other places since then, but every now and then I'll think about that night. I can still picture Kenny standing by those front doors, like he always did, keeping an eye on everything before everyone headed home. I honestly don't know what I saw. Maybe my brain just expected Kenny to be where he'd been almost every night for so many years. Or maybe for a couple of seconds, he really was there. Either way, it gave me a strange sense of comfort. If I really did see Kenny that night, I like to think he was still doing what he'd always done, looking after the people he worked with. I'd be curious to hear what you guys think, Camilla. You know, that to me is really interesting because that's one of those things that happens. You're a million miles away. You didn't walk out and go, God, I'm missing Kenny tonight. You're just going home. And then it's like, oh, there's Kenny. Hey, wait.
Waved.
Yeah.
She actually waved to him.
It was just because she had seen that so many times. It was completely natural. There's Kenny. Bye. See you tomorrow. To the point she slammed on the brakes.
Yeah.
And looked around, he's gone. But I love the idea of maybe he was there and was still looking over the people he worked with. I love that idea.
I do too. We have a lot of security guards that still feel obligated to be watching over whatever it was, you know, whatever their job was. We've heard so many stories about security guards, and I think 90% of them were named Kenny.
Could be. That's a pretty common security guard name, maybe.
Doesn't it seem like it? Anyway, but we get a lot of those where security guards, maintenance people that are kind of in charge of the safety of the building itself, really feel obligated to continue that. It seems like. And that's why, yeah, I would not be surprised at all. And it sounded like he'd done it for a long time. And I wouldn't be surprised at all if he wasn't just continuing to watch over everybody.
I like to think that he is. Yeah. Especially, you know, the place is in a sketchy neighborhood and he doesn't want them walking out to the car by themselves, and which is sounds like what she did.
I love that.
I think that is so interesting.
Yeah.
It's a good story. Let's go to this caller.
My name is Carla. I wrote in earlier this afternoon. I was satisfied with what I wrote. So I wanted to give you guys a call. I would not consider myself sensitive. I mean, I've gotten, you know, bad feelings about places and things throughout my life. And I had some experience with a Ouija board when I was you know, a teenager. I was very active. But I've always been interested in the paranormal, but I've never really had an experience until 3 years ago. My 11 and a half year old son took an accidental overdose of pain medication and passed away in his bed. And I went to wake him and found him. This was obviously so devastating. And I haven't been able, I've been back in his room twice, but it's just kind of like PTSD. I can't, that's all I can see when I go in there. So I don't, but I've had some, you know, I think I've had interactions with him. He's a couple times I got phone calls from his cell, like 6 months after we'd had it canceled. I would look at my phone and it would tell me that Bennett was calling and I would answer and there would be no one there. And there were a set of fingerprints on the ottoman made out of candle wax. And he loved to play in my candles, and I would always fuss at him about that. So I thought, you know, that's just his way of letting me know that he's around. We also had some incidents of, like, the dog's kennel coming open and things in the middle of the night. And I just kind of talked to him and said, you know, please don't do that anymore. And it stopped. And sometimes I feel him really strongly. Like I said, it's been devastating, but and I've started to feel better and be at peace with it until the other day, my daughter, she's 16. They were incredibly close. They were 22 months and 2 days apart. And, she said, you know, I had this thing happen last night. She said, I heard crying. I thought it was you. And then she said, I realized that it was Bennett. She said, I recognized it. And then she said, something stood up from the foot of the bed, from the floor at the foot of the bed, and walked toward the door. And then she heard him say, goodbye, Sissy, I love you. And she said, she just lay there. And she said, in a little while, she felt the bed dip and she felt something crawl up and lay down beside her in the spot where he used to lie when they would take naps together. And I firmly believe this is him, but crying is so upsetting. I've talked to two mediums. One said that he was in the light and one said that he wasn't and he needed to go. They both said that he obviously has a strong attachment to me and doesn't want to leave. And that's very concerning to me. I mean, I want him to be at peace. He had a really difficult life. He suffered from depression and some other mental illnesses. And I just hate the thought of him not being at peace. So if anyone else out there has any suggestions as to what I might do or what I could do to help him, I've never had like physical contact with him, and that would just be a dream for me to have, you know, to experience it like that. But anyway, I appreciate your show and thank you so much. Bye-bye.
Okay, that made me super emotional.
I know.
I can't imagine what she's gone through and will go through for the rest of her life. Like, that's not something you ever get past.
True.
It changes. Yeah. It just changes your whole direction in life, you know, because it's like you think you're on this road, you're not.
Yeah.
And it just changes everything. Changes everything. But, you know, there's just, when you lose someone, especially a child, which I can't imagine that, but I think that you are so desperate to have that one last conversation with them. Because, like, in this case, you need it. You need to be able to be like, that, which is why she went to psychics. I'm sure she needed a connection. Because you don't have one and you need some sort of closure. And so, you know, She wants him to move on, but then she also wants him close. And so I think, I don't know how this works, but I think when somebody dies, if you're really strongly pulling them back because you need that connection, I think, I'm not saying you're holding him back. I'm saying it just for them to move on. They don't want to. You still need him. And that could take quite a while for her to get to the point where she doesn't feel like that. I don't think it's her fault at all. I think he can be both things. I think he can be at peace and not totally have moved on yet. You know, and I agree. I think it would be good for her to just have conversations with him, to journal to him. Like when our dad died, I wrote letters to him. I just would like do kind of writing, and I only have ever read it once. And it broke my heart to read it because I forgot how desperately sad I was until I read that. But it was a good way to work through it. And I wrote him like letters, dear dad. And I wrote, you know, love you very much. And I put dates on him and everything. But I think, you know, I think that he can be, he had a hard life here. You know, maybe this, he is at peace. And I would just assume that. Because, you know, I think him coming to his sister almost felt like a goodbye.
Yeah.
Just, I don't know. That's just so much to deal with.
It is, but I do think, I agree. I think there was a very strong attachment here. And I think that probably they're both having a little trouble letting go.
Yeah, because he wasn't planning on going. You know, this was accidental.
Exactly. So it may take a little, you know, some time for that more, that physical letting go thing to happen. But, you know, I think you're right. I think he has found some peace. But it's not to say that he can't occasionally come back and touch your life in some way.
Because
I don't know that he's there 100% of the time.
I have said this a million times too. What is time on the other side? He's got, you know, it's not like, hey, it's 5 o'clock. I got to get out of here. Time means nothing.
Yeah.
He could be around for 20 years. He could be around for 2 years. He could be around for 2 months. I don't know how this works.
Yeah.
But I think
or
as long
as... can he come in and out? Like, see, somehow I feel like maybe it's more of a, he's coming back and then he's leaving again and he's, you know, she's finding little things occasionally, and I think maybe he's coming in and out of their lives a little bit right now because he's not ready to completely not do that.
Yeah, and how could he be? You know, he's shocked. This, you know, it's like, what has happened? And I get, you know, his mom's grieving deeply. I get why he would be drawn to her. I get that.
Yeah.
And I think she'll have an experience. You know, I think she really wants some sort of sign from him. And I really feel like she will get that when the time is right.
Yeah.
And you just have to, we've talked about this a million times, but you have to be open to a sign that might not be the one you're expecting. Yeah. It might be something subtle, you know, but I think I definitely 100% think she's going to get a sign.
Yeah. You know, and I think, like, I felt like my dad was with me quite a bit. Now, I'm not saying that he's totally not, but, you know, it was a long time. And then one day I just felt like, you know, I don't feel him here.
Mm-hmm.
I just don't now.
See, and then there's times that I still do. And we have the same dad.
Yeah. So it's, you know, I think that maybe there's times where you need him and he's back with you and whatever. And maybe I'm not at a point where I'm really needing it. So he's not, you know, I'm not saying he doesn't still love me. He does wherever he is, but I don't, you know, I think that he, you know, knew that his sister needed him. So he came, you know. And I think he's still coming in and out.
Yeah.
But I think he's at peace. I think he's okay.
That's weirdly, as she's telling that story, I'm like, I feel like that he's okay.
I do
that
too.
It was a shock for him, but I feel like he's more concerned about his family.
Yeah, I agree.
So, I don't know. That made me so emotional.
That was a tough one.
Well, if you have a real ghost story, we would really like to hear it. And if you want, you can leave us a voicemail at 855-853-4802. You could write it down at realghoststoriesonline.com. You could become a premium subscriber, no commercials, advanced episodes, and access to the archive. Sign up for that through Apple Podcasts or patreon.com/realghoststories. For all of us here at Real Ghost Stories Online, thanks for listening.
Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18+. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 100% match on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com. Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18+. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 100% match on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com. Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18+. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 100% match on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com. Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18+. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 100% match on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com. Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18+. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 100% match on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com. Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18+. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 100% match on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com. Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18+. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 100% match on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18+. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 100% match on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 100% match on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.